Thank you, Madam Clerk. Thank you, Director Sola. Madam Clerk, if you can go ahead and read item number 10.
Item number 10, from the Director of Economic Development, Department of Administrative Services, providing a verbal status update on the Element Hotel and the requirements of the Department of Transportation. This item is informational only and thus otherwise directed by the committee.
I'll go ahead and start off with Director Patel.
Thank you, Chairman and Supervisors. Supervisor Jurisic asked that Mr. Dillman and I come up with a bullet point, just an overall review of the Park East, of what the procedures are in there, and so you should have that. And I guess if most of you are probably really, really familiar with this, so if there's any questions, I think we would be happy to answer those.
Let's go. About the table.
On our page, I think it's 148, there's an email from John Badrich. Talking about this Element property or where it's proposed that it should have been put out to bid. I think these are the questions that I brought up, comments I brought up when this came before us that seemed like it was being rushed. Where are we at, I guess, on that particular email stating that this should be a competitive bid process and not that basically a single source type of agreement or negotiation?
Directed
for. Sure. Chairman, Supervisors, as you look at the last bullet point on that page, since the county, the state, and FHWA are financial partners, sale proceeds from the quarter land, based on the appraisal value reviewed and approved by WISDOT, shall be divided between there. I was actually looking for another one. But that wasn't the one I was looking for. But basically, we're all in this together. The county doesn't own it alone. So what happened was after that resolution came through and it was approved, I met with John Fandrich, who is the director of, I believe, surplus lands for the Wisconsin DOT, and he also is a liaison between the feds, and I shared with him what we did. And so then he took it to Secretary Gottlieb as well as the FHWA, and their concerns were, as you saw from that, there's really two things. They really stress that the county really sort of control the lands and things like that. Like, they don't want to be into it, but they only had two concerns. One is that the person pays a fair market value, and two, that it's open and competitive bid process. It's everyone has a fair chance. And their email was, it wasn't very, as you said, it wasn't very strong, but it would just says that they would prefer the land continue to be offered via a public bid process per FHWA rules and regulations. Mm-hmm. I brought that to your attention because the resolution, this committee and this board said I was to go work with, I can't remember what it is, and the developers. And so that's what I'm doing. And so I did talk to... I wanted to share that email with you, and so I guess it would be up to this board to direct me on how to proceed.
And then we had done an RFP prior, but that was like 2008?
Correct.
So it had been done prior, but that was, different economic conditions, and it was 4 years earlier. I just pointed out because I remember, this was months ago now that we're talking about this, but I recalled the criticism of the process on the transit center, and then this took a completely opposite where the basic administration wasn't even involved. You had the developer going to each, at least coming to me, and I think some of others on a case-by-case basis, and so I just was, I remember being concerned about the process because we heard so much about it, and now that I see this, I question, what are we doing?
I know Supervisor Washington wanted to comment, then I'll jump to
Well, one, I just find this kind of strange. And how do we then square this email with MSOE that went into a competitive bidding process?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, in MSOE there was a specific concurrence by DOT to work with them specifically on it. The overall premise of the Park East was to reach out to multiple developers, and so the MSOE had that direction. In this instance, it was deemed that because you had a party that was directly across the street that in turn implemented a development that was successful and looking for the ability to expand that success across the street, it was viewed as being a logical approach of working with them. I think the email basically is saying, you know, we kind of understand what you're driving at. We'd prefer that you do it though in a product that allows them to participate. If I may go on to say, and echoing what Supervisor Taylor said about the time frame, we did go back then and procure another appraisal because of that time frame. So we in turn have that up with DOT now for review. So this has all been kind of happening in increments, whereby I think now the direction is from DOT that they prefer we go out to it. If you are inclined to do that, we will soon have the dollar amount to insert into that product.
So I get the I agree with, since you have a project that was successful directly across the street, and this is them, so you could say, expanding their enterprise there, that it was logical for us to not do a bidding process as long as we got the fair appraised market value for the property. And I would just like someone to describe how that conflicts with any of the so-called regulations or something that's here that they question. Because I thought we had that ability to make that decision.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, you're absolutely correct. I mean, the mission is to derive fair market value. And a negotiation with that particular entity would revolve around the appraised value as being the basis for the fair market value. I think what DOT is saying at this point in time is that they would prefer, rather than having that direct negotiation, they would prefer that it be a part of a process that in turn allows them to participate in others joining in that process of offering appraised value or more.
Well, I guess I don't quite understand what they mean, how they want to participate, because that if someone could explain that.
Chairman, Supervisors, I think what I don't think they really want to participate. They're just saying that, you know, the thing that they kept stressing was a fair and equal opportunity to acquire the land, so everyone in the community has a fair and equal opportunity to acquire the land. And since we didn't go out for a bid process, we didn't follow that regulation.
I would argue that we did go out for a bid process, and nobody responded to that. And then we had an opportunity with an adjacent property owner that wanted to expand, and they're going to pay the appropriate appraisal price for the property. Mm-hmm. I see the state is maybe not digging an inch deeper here, and I think they're talking more generally, and that's our Parkey's policy is to do an open bidding process as a general policy. But as with MSOE or this property, we've decided to go a different route. But at the end of the day, everybody's going to pay the maximum amount of money for that's economically viable for the property. So I don't think that we should get all off track here just because of two paragraphs by somebody. I think that this needs to be explored more deeply, and my main concern is that we get paid the appropriate appraisal price for the property, and that we have a successful entity continue to be successful down there.
Mr. Chairman, may I make a suggestion? Perhaps, I mean, this is the state expressing their kind of cursory interest. We now have heard contrary discussion. Would it be warranted to go back to them, to DOT, and perhaps have further discussions relative to the approach that we might take?
Supervisor Mayo.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Dillon, this is not the first time that we have air rights or our land at the state and we have jointly owned. Why would you go back to them and start muddling up the water? We have worked with them on a number of projects that they understand that we sell the project, they get their fair share, and we move on. I think, as Supervisor Washington said, we just want to make sure that we have a open process.
Yes.
And then we continue to do an open process. So why would we direct, Mr. Chairman, administration to go back and say, okay, so say what you really want? I mean, as long as they get the percentage, they should be happy.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, I think, though, that what Supervisor Weishaan is saying is that perhaps we should be able to engage the people across the street, so perhaps we should revisit with DOT saying, why is it we can't? As long as we comply with the fair market value approach, as long as we comply with them presenting the appropriate product of that project vision to the county board, why can't we speak with them exclusively? I was just suggesting maybe a way of echoing what Supervisor Weishaan is expressing.
Mr. Chairman, but I don't think that those paragraphs are saying that you cannot do that.
Mm-hmm.
I think those paragraphs said make sure the process is transparent, make sure that you have an open process, make sure that you get the most money, the best bang for your buck on mm-hmm. that land. That's where I'm going to choose, Mr. Chairman.
Let me jump to that, Supervisor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I see they're talking. I see item number 10 talks about policy. It talks about the shares. If there is a sale going to the county, going to the state, are we talking about something at North Jefferson on 4th and Jefferson? Is that one? No, that's the whole Park East land.
Right.
What is the Element Hotel?
The Element Hotel is the development on
the
Old World 3rd Street. That would be across the street from the A-Loft where the developers wanted to
okay.
develop on a...
Third and Juneau.
Okay,
and
so far most of the conversation has been regarding the narrative in front of us. What is the verbal status update on the Element Hotel? Since this item is noted as
right.
such.
Yeah.
Sure. Chairman, Supervisors, we're still moving forward. We, Mr. Dillman and I met with them and gave them everything they need to do to submit to us. For, I mean, we pretty much gave them the RFP template and asked them to fill it out. They know we went over, you know, they have to comply with the perk as well as pay fair market value and all the other things, and so we're just waiting for them to get back to us on an offer.
And, Mr. Chairman, and to secure the approved appraised value by the state, which would ultimately be incorporated into their overall product that would come forward.
Correct.
And are those... them reporting back, that wasn't beholden on reporting or getting word from the state of their thoughts. And
yes, Chairman, you set the policy. You directed me what to do. I'm just right. informing you what I received.
Right.
You have the ability to tell me to keep going, to tell me to stop, to do whatever you feel is necessary.
Well, the direction, Mr. Chairman, if I may,
go ahead.
Direction from this board was to have you enter into negotiations with the parties involved,
mm-hmm.
and I believe that continues.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and we're talking, has most of this discussion been, again, I have the narrative in front of me, heretofore, and I haven't heard anything about the Element Hotel itself, but what is that issue here? I know that there's a parcel adjacent that the city of Milwaukee wanted to has discussed with some supervisors with respect to a joint RFP.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the crux of what this is? Is that the crux of what item number 10 is about, besides the fact that it's been noticed to give a verbal update, but the narrative talks more in terms of how the land is to be disposed? So I'm just wondering, what are we doing here?
Mm-hmm.
Chairman, Supervisors, I believe the discussion is the one that we have. I can tell you just from my relationship with DCD and the DCD commissioner, they would like, because they have the Sydney High parcel
mm-hmm.
that sits there,
yeah.
they would like the county and the city to do a combined RFP for the entire land, because they feel that if we were to go through it with our 4W, that leaves them that little plot of the Sydney Highland that they really can't do anything. So from a city of Milwaukee and a DCD, they would like for the county to combine the parcels and do an RFP, but that doesn't have any effect on what we've just talked about here.
And Mr. Chairman, I would say that I understand that, but on the other hand, the train has left the station with respect to our giving you approval to negotiate with the principals regarding the Element Hotel, that parcel of land which is adjacent, which is opposite, I should say, the Element Hotel, and that's as far as I'm going to go, because I don't think we should go entertain a joint RFP with respect to rescinding what we've done and going any further than that. I'll leave it at that.
Thanks. I think that Mr. Tafora can clarify this, but I think Supervisor Johnson may be confusing some parcels here, and it would help if we had a map to when we discuss on some of these things. But the Element Hotel is not part of the area with the Sydney High Building.
Where is it?
If you look where the, like I said, it helps to have a map.
It's not adjacent to the Sydney High Parcel.
But I think, your point being that I think we don't want to get too far off topic here, and the fact is what's put on our agenda is that the Element Hotel, and I would hope that our Department of Economic Development would still go forward and still talk with the developers of the Element Hotel so that we can have a successful operation there. That and we'll leave it at that.
This is Bob Johnson.
Mr. Chairman, again for clarification, Mr. Tafora, where is the Element Hotel or the proposed Element Hotel? Is that the parcel across from ALOP, which is adjacent to the Sydney High parcel?
Correct.
Okay. That's all. I just wanted to know that.
Right.
But it's not the Sydney High.
No, not the Sydney High parcel, which belongs to the city, which the city has control of, which I understand that.
Right.
Okay.
So at this point, there's no need to go through reissuing an RFP for this. Sounds like the committee is in favor of continuing going the same direction that we agreed upon. Supervisor Daly.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. Wasn't there also a time frame they had to do this by? They need to have it done this year because of some sort of federal funds, is that correct?
Yeah.
I just remember that being a part of the conversation.
Yep. Yeah. Chairman, Supervisors, I think we briefly spoke about this last committee, but I'm happy to do it again. Originally, the time frame was they were going to use a Midwest disaster bonds, which expired December 31st of this year, and so they needed to get the deal done. Well, they at the last meeting that we had, they said that they realized that turnaround time was way too quick for them to get those bonds issued, so they are no longer pursuing those bonds, but they said that wasn't contingent upon going forward with the deal.
Thank you.
Excellent. And go on forward we will. Thank you. Madam Clerk, if you can go ahead and read item number 11.